Hey guys, this is the fourth weekly check-in since the hiatus started, and I just noticed something which I should have expected. I did kind of expect, but still makes me a little sad. These are not getting many listens, which, I mean, as I just said, is to be expected. I'm not talking about Brawl Stars on these episodes, and that's what people come to my podcast for. And I guess that also means that the few of you that are listening either didn't really know what you're clicking on and were like, oh, this isn't Brawl Stars, I'm clicking off. But the more likely thing is that you are curious about what's going on with me, which is pretty great. So all of you listening to this who didn't accidentally click on it thinking it was about Brawl Stars, thank you. I appreciate it. It really feels good to know that there are people who are interested in what's going on with me. So yeah, Brawl Stars haven't opened it. I mean, again, it hasn't been too long since my break has started. I don't think Squeak has been released yet. I mean, I presume I would have seen at least some videos. I am still subscribed to Kairos Time. I have unsubscribed to some of the Brawl Stars YouTubers that I'm no longer interested in, but Kairos, staying consistent. Does he release? I'm pretty sure but it's kind of delayed because he has to, I don't know, edit it all. He basically does these videos every time a brawler comes out where he'll play them at, like, Power 9 just to see what he thinks about them. But that doesn't come immediately after the brawler being released, so I don't know. I'll probably have to check to see if Squeak's been released. But I don't think he has. I just reffed my final weekend of this season, so that's done and over with, and I guess I'll just have to wait until games start back up. I don't know. I'm kind of glad I'm done. Get a little break for a little bit. Funny thing. I think I've actually mentioned this before. The league that I'm doing the most of my games for hasn't paid me yet, and they said that they would once the season ended, so because the season is practically over, I should be seeing some pay, but I don't know. I'm awaiting that. It's gonna be a good amount of money, and I'm pretty excited. So, and I've also said that I've enjoyed riffing. So pretty cool. I think I'm gonna have to actually pause this and record a second segment. I know it's weird to have to split like a 5 to 10 minute segment into two, but I have to go to dinner. So I'll pause this and continue where I left off. Okay. Dinner has concluded, and I may finish this episode. I actually have a bowl of Trader Joe's coffee ice cream here, and it is so, so good. It, like, most coffee ice creams are good. Like, they taste like I taste the coffee, but it's generally, like, with some chocolate or something like that. This ice cream is, like, whew, lots of coffee. I said hoof like I'm eating something spicy, but it's, like, the opposite of spicy. You guys know what I mean. Was there really anything else on my agenda? This is going to be a little bit about Terraria, and since most of you haven't played Terraria, you're not going to understand what I'm talking about, so I'm sorry, but that's what's going on with me. So, I just finished a journey mode playthrough. You know what? I'll try to explain a little bit what I'm talking about. Journey mode is basically the creative mode of Terraria, but I mean, it's normal, but you have this like little menu on the side where you can like change the weather, you can activate God mode where you don't die, you can change the difficulty, how many enemies are spawning. So it's kind of creative mode, but kind of not. How I did it was, I'd have God mode spawns turned off almost the whole game, but when I get to a boss fight, I'd actually do the boss fight in master mode, so it was kind of a master mode playthrough, but it was in journey mode, so everything was just super easy and convenient. I mean, if you play Terraria, haven't done journey mode yet, you need to do journey mode. It's just so convenient. And then if you want to do something in master mode, you can do it in master mode. If you want to do it in expert or normal, that's just fine. You can also do it in like the journey mode difficulty, which is like half the difficulty of classic. But yeah, if you haven't tried journey mode, it's really fun. I highly recommend it. And then I was like, wait, I have a Calamity Revengeance mode playthrough that I haven't finished yet. If you don't know, Calamity is one of the mods for Terraria, and it basically adds a ton of bosses. It's really difficult. I mean, the music is amazing. So I recently, I think like yesterday or so, I got back into Calamity. It's been like a few weeks, and immediately fought Plaguebringer and died immediately. Plaguebringer is just one of the bosses, and it's hard. I don't know, it has this, like, dashing attack where, so, like, okay, so it's kind of based off a boss in normal Terraria called Queen Bee, but Plaguebringer Goliath is different, where Queen Bee has, like, this dash where it'll go from, like, left to right across the screen at your level vertically, but Plaguebringer will do that really, really fast, and then also do it from, like, bottom left to top right, doing it diagonally, and if you don't know exactly where he's dashing from, he's just so fast that you take, like, 150 damage every hit. It's tough. I made a post on the Calamity subreddit just asking if there's, like, some sort of accessory or item I could get that can make it so I can fall faster or jump higher. I tried using the Slimy Saddle, which is dropped from King Slime. It basically summons a mount that makes you fall fast. But I realized that if you're flying up and you activate it, you still have a little bit of upwards momentum before you start falling. My idea was, if Plaguebringer dashes at me and going down would help me dodge, I'd activate the mount and then get off just so I dodge the attack. But because I'd still go up a little bit before immediately going back down, I'd still get hit. So that didn't really work. I might have to get a Rod of Discord. Rod of Discord basically allows you to teleport to the location of your mouse, and yeah, that sounds really broken, but after you use it, there's like a 5-second debuff or something, I think it's like 5 seconds, where if you teleport again, you lose a chunk of your health. So if you use it a lot, you're gonna lose health, but I mean, in order to use it and not lose health, you have to like wait 5 or so seconds between each teleport, so that might be nice for occasionally dodging a dash that I know I won't be able to fully dodge. I don't know, Plaguebringer is a hard boss, but I think I can do it. I've only tried it like 8 or 9 times. The thing that is kind of frustrating with Plaguebringer is that every time I die and have to get another boss summon, I have to go to the jungle and get 10 plague canister cells, which are basically dropped from enemies in the jungle, like specific enemies, and they don't spawn super frequently. I do have this other mod that will basically drop these little treasure bags occasionally, like when you kill an enemy, and that treasure bag will give you a few materials or sometimes weapons for the stage of the game that you're at. And for me, being a person who's never played Calamity before, that's really nice, because there'll be a material that I didn't know was available, but it is, and then the treasure bag will give it to me, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know I could get this, and then it might make a cool weapon or make an armor set I might need to make. Gosh, I've talked about Terraria for like 5 minutes, and I'm sure like 1% of my audience has played it, and I bet there's some of you that haven't even heard of the game, so I might want to move on. I'm wondering how much I'll play Squeak when I actually unlock him. I mean, whenever I unlock a new brawler, I like to play a few games afterwards, but I'm obviously taking a break. I might play a few games, play a broken brawler. I mean, Squeak is likely going to be broken, we all know this. I don't know, I might play a few games with him, come back next episode, say how I like him, say if it made me interested in playing more Brawl Stars. I think that is about it. Yeah, I don't really think that there's anything else I want to talk about. So, sorry, not getting back into Brawl Stars yet. I don't know when that's going to happen, or if it's going to happen. We'll just have to see. You know what, I'm actually going to check to see how many reviews the podcast has. What if there's like a 1-star review saying, oh, he's taking a break, I don't like that. Okay. We got 77 ratings. I think we have 3 new reviews. First one is from, oh gosh, no. No. Oh, It's another person from school. I don't know how they found my podcast, but they did. And they would, like, kind-heartedly tease me about playing this game. And they found my podcast somehow. and occasionally they'll leave a review. I'm not going to read this. This last sentence is very weird. If you want to go check out the review yourself, I can't stop you, but John, go away. No one likes you. Actually, quite a few people are friends with you, but stop. No. Oh no, this is 100. Wait. Okay, no, this is not one of my friends. Okay, next up from Nemo. That's their Apple podcast name. Great pod. This actually looks like a nice review. Masquerade, way to go. You are crushing all of this podcast action. I definitely recommend for any Brawl Stars player. Haven't really been playing that. Very entertaining and fun to listen to. One suggestion. You don't need to put out an episode just to say sorry for missing an episode. Life is busy sometimes and just go with the flow. Otherwise, amazing job and keep up the amazing work. P.S. I also started my own podcast. It is called Eternal Brawl and I co-host with my brother Jude. Okay. You know what? Nemo, very nice review. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I know that, I mean, every single time, pretty much every time I miss an episode by like a day, I like to just make a little tiny episode just saying that's the case. And I do know that I don't have to, but I like doing it just so people know what's going on. There have been podcasts that have just ended with no warning. Like, they'll do an episode and then just disappear for months. I mean, there have been quite a few Brawl Stars podcasts that have done that, and I just, because of that, I want my listeners to know exactly what's going on. That's why I'm doing these update episodes. If I was like most of the podcasts, I'd say, hey guys, I'm not playing Brawl Stars, so see you in like 5 years. I don't want to do that. So I know I'll only miss it by like one, two, maybe 3 days, and it's not a big deal, but I still like to do it. But I appreciate the feedback. It definitely makes sense, but I just like to do it so people know what's going on. All right, lastly, from Hyper2D2. Okay, that did not say 2D, like, toot. It's Hyper and then 2D2. Had to clarify that. Great, 5 stars. This podcast is amazing and fun. Helps a lot for my position. Thank you. Nice and short and sweet. Every review and rating is appreciated. Gets us ever closer to that 100 rating milestone, which, of course, will have the $10 giveaway. Two great reviews. John, shut up. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I'll see you next weekend. Goodbye.